Well, y'all, we are so honored. Mr. Hughes has got so many accolades. I mean, you heard a lot of them as Nancy was welcoming everybody tonight. And I will tell you this, he's got a very important position with home office. He's not just in the field like us. He's a $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member many times over, and he's Platinum Executive Director. We're so excited for him. And he is also kind of like Darnell doing a double job duty thing here. He is with corporate. He's the liaison for all of us in the field. He is the Senior VP of Network Marketing. And that's a big, and you can just thank Chris Hughes for a lot of these great promotions that are going on, because we know he's been working behind the scenes to make a lot of this happen. And Chris, we can't thank you enough for
Yeah, he's got
all of
big
that.
arms. He doesn't just take care of his group, he takes care of
Right.
everybody in the field, and he hears every complaint. He hears all the good news, all the bad news.
Yeah.
And plus, he has a great family.
Yeah.
He is also one of the smartest individuals I think I've ever met.
Probably
And
so.
it was a total waste of his first part of his life because no one realized how smart and bright this guy was. And I don't know why that was, but anyway, were you working at Chili's or something?
Chili's. Chili's.
Chili's.
Yeah, I was a waiter at Chili's.
I go to Chili's every week looking for a Chris Hughes. I'm telling you right now.
Chris has got one of the best stories in all of the
He's an
company.
author, he's a
Yeah.
speaker, he's a trainer, and
Yeah. And I agree with Nancy, who was welcoming everybody, that Chris is probably the most sought-after trainer in all of the company. I mean, he is phenomenal.
yeah, we have seen him actually do some strange stuff on stage.
Great stuff. So, Chris, we just want you to pour into our team tonight. Thank you so much for taking time away from your kids to do this.
There are a lot of people who have been waiting for this one. Go
Oh,
for it.
thank you both. Thank you both so much. When is my stop time? I'm sorry, I should have
We got to get out here
started
by 11 anyway.
earlier.
Now, Chris, you
Okay.
got
You're good. I've done the announcements. We're going to do some recognition afterwards, and we've got a book review afterwards. So you're good for a good 20
And
minutes.
everybody has their pen and pencil on
15 to 20,
turbo, so.
whatever's comfortable for you.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the kind words, and I feel like every time I talk on this conference call, it's like a family reunion. I so look up to Frank and Teresa Coyne as mentors, not only in Legal Shield, but in business, in finance, in health, in relationships. I mean, I value our relationship very much. So thank you all, and thank you to both of you. And it's an honor for me to be here tonight. And just quickly, I know we've always got brand new people on the line, and so I always try to remember that. I'm going to share my story with you. They alluded to some of it, but I struggled through high school. I used to miss about 100 days a year in high school. My parents got a divorce. My dad traveled all the time, so it was my two older brothers and I at home alone for months and months and months at a time. It was a really odd scenario, but we had a lot of fun. And but it took its toll on my grades. I was in high school for 6 years. I went to college for 5 years. I finally quit college after 5 years, and I was a sophomore. I struggled in high school. I struggled in college. And it wasn't a matter of being, and I appreciate what you said, Frank. It makes my heart smile to hear you say I'm smart, because for all those years, I equated grades to my smarts. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. But it really wasn't about intellect. It was about attendance. I didn't want to go to school, and so I didn't. And if you don't go to school, they give you bad grades, and they give you bad grades. You're not supposed to do well in life. I had always been told, we're going to talk a little bit about this tonight, but they say that college dropouts don't do well. Well, I dropped out of college and I didn't do well. I didn't want to disappoint anybody, right? There was nobody in my life that had any expectations of me at all. So I met them at their expectation of me, which was not much. And I was behind on all my bills and obligations, and I was hiding my car from the bank, and I would throw my credit card statements in the trash unopened because I knew that I couldn't make the minimum payments, and couldn't make the over the limit fees and the late fees and everything else. And I think many of us have had an experience. We call it, Jim Rohn refers to it as the day that turns your life around. So others might call it hitting rock bottom, but that's what happened for me. I woke up one morning and got ready to go to work. I walked in, and I say hi to the near 60-year-old bartender there, and she says hi to me. She'd been working in a restaurant since she was a little girl. She was nearly 60 years old, still working there. And I went into the kitchen to clock in like I did every day. And when I went in to clock in, I hear this little voice in my head referring to the 60-year-old bartender. That's you if you don't change. And, man, that was a powerful experience for me. And I had to sit with myself for a moment and ask myself some difficult questions. You know, do I expect that my life is going to change? Yes. I mean, I kept getting up, going to that same job, but I had this expectation that my life was going to get better. And then I meet Les Brown, who tells me that's lunacy, that to keep doing what you've always done but to expect a different result is, I mean, that's what lunatics do, you know, and that was me. I was a lunatic. I was expecting my ship to come in, but I'd never sent a ship out. And so I met a man by the name of Curtis Rasmussen, and he was the first man that introduced me to personal development. And he took a risk on me, and he hired me to work for his company. And this is between Chili's. I worked at Chili's, and then I went to work for this company, and then I went back to Chili's. But while I was in his employ, he introduced me to Jim Rohn and Les Brown and Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and Nito Cobain and Roger Dawson. And I could go all, you know, Stephen R. Covey, and just go all the way down the list. And these people changed my life. And then I implemented what they were teaching me, visualization techniques, affirmation techniques, practicing positive mental attitude. And lo and behold, wouldn't you find it interesting that Legal Shield shows up in my life? And once Legal Shield shows up in my life, I started using those same principles of visualization and affirmation and positive mental attitude and working harder on myself than I did on my business, than I did on anything else, on providing more value to the marketplace so that I could make more money. And I had all these goals to go executive director, and I hit executive director on the day that I said I would, and I got my six-figure ring on the day that I said I would. And it was like magic. All of a sudden, I leave this life of mediocrity, and I enter a life of magic. Magic. You know, I was platinum for years and years and years and years, and I retired from Legal Shield for about 3 years, and I wrote a bunch of books, and I started a seminar company and a couple coaching companies, and took me all around the world. But coming back, you know, I had a goal to get back to platinum by November 1st. And I woke up on November 1st, and I was back to platinum. And that's not an accident, right? I mean, Napoleon Hill was charged by Carnegie to go and interview the top 500 most successful people in the world to write what Carnegie referred to as the philosophy of success. And not just success, but the philosophy of really getting anything that you want, including going to the next level, leveling up, getting your ring, going executive director, going platinum, getting the platinum jacket, whatever it is that you want to do. Every accomplishment I've ever accomplished in Legal Shield was a result of changing the way that I think, changing what it is that I focus on. And, man, I wish we had about 4 hours tonight, but we don't. Let me get into the meat of the conversation tonight. To finish that story, you know, get started in Legal Shield. I made 21 grand that first year, 44,000 my second year, 144,000 my third year. Blew my mind. Never thought I'd ever make that kind of money prior to finding personal development, but once I found personal development, I knew that the world was my oyster. My affirmation today is that $1 million a year is my minimum wage. You know, and somebody asked me once, what's your minimum wage? And I had not yet developed to the point where I even knew what he was talking about. But now I understand what that is. It's like, what is it for you? You know, what is the least amount that is acceptable in your world? And for me, you know, I'm creating an affirmation and driving this deep into my subconscious mind that my minimum wage is $1 million a year, and I've got plans in front of me to make that be the case. And I have full faith and confidence. When I say that, and I hope that doesn't come off braggadocious or arrogant or weird or whatever, when I say that, and I know the Acoins and many, many others that are on the call tonight, they know that these things come to pass. It doesn't sound weird to them. It doesn't feel weird to them. They say, well, good for him, right? He's going to get it. They've gotten what they want to get, and I'm going to get what I want to get, and you can get what you want to get. So if you're willing to pay the price, and the price is change, the price is to renew your mind so that you can renew your life. I mean, we all want the future to be significantly better than the past, right? So if that's true, how do we do that? How do we get the future to be significantly better than the past? Here's the answer: by becoming significantly better in the present. And then what do we do with that becoming better? We translate that becoming better into greater and greater and higher levels of service and value to the marketplace. And as we do that, as we translate that value that we're building within ourselves through personal development into the marketplace in service, the marketplace will reward us in a like fashion. So how many of you, and I, you know, can't see you, but think about this. Have you ever said or started a sentence like this? Well, you know what they say, right? You know what they say. I think we've all said that, haven't we? Let me ask you a question. Who are they? You know what they say, right? We're so good at quoting them, and I'm going to call them they. I'm not going to call them them. I'm going to call them they. But who are they? So you quote them. I quote them. We quote them. Who are they? Well, let me put something forward for you. If you don't know who they are, then you could not possibly know their agenda, could you? And the answer is no. How could you know their agenda if you don't even know who they are? You don't know what they look like. You don't know if they're male or female or conglomerate. You don't know who these people are. And they said what? Go to school, get good grades, get a good job, work for 40 years, 45 years. Who told us that? Well, our parents told us that. And who told their parents? Or who told our parents, their parents, and so on and so forth? Well, let me just be the bearer of bad news. Somewhere along the line, it was they that infiltrated your family tree with that information. And who are they? We don't know. And think about this. This isn't an indictment for educators. I love educators. I am a teacher. I am an educator. But you look inside the public system. Who comes up with the curriculum? Tell me her name. Give me her name. We don't know. And so if we don't know them, then you can't possibly know their agenda, can you? And the answer is no. And if you don't know their agenda, then why are we doing their bidding? Why is it that we regurgitate this stuff that's been passed down? People say, well, if you know, the secret to success is hard work. Well, bull, I know somebody that doesn't work, and he makes $10 million a year, and he works from home. They say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, bull. Where did that come from? Some people say, you know, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Well, that's a bunch of bull. Where did that come from? If you believe that, if you say that, if you regurgitate that to your children and to your tribe and to your family and to your team, how are they ever going to have freedom? How can they ever have freedom if they've got to do it all? See, that is their bidding. You know what they taught us to do in school? They taught us to write checks, didn't they? Remember that? I'll never forget. I felt so grown up, right? They had these little fake checks, and you know, you put your name here, and you sign here, and you put the amount here, and pay to the order of. But you know what they didn't teach me how to do in high school or in college? To think. They taught me how to write checks, but they didn't teach me how to think. They taught me how to write checks, but they didn't teach me how to invest in real estate. They told me how to get a job, but they didn't teach me that when you're 18 years old, what you really need to do is get a home-based business so that you can legally minimize your number one expense. And your number one expense is not your house, it's not your rent, it's not your mortgage, it's not your car. Your number one expense is your taxes. You see, so you've got to ask yourself, why are they teaching us to go to school, get good grades, get a good job? You know who the number one fastest growing segment in the country is right now, getting college education? African American. And some might look at that and have a celebration. Oh, good, 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 good. This is great. Well, what's also happening? Student loans. And who owns those student loans? The banks. And so what's really happening in America today? The fastest growing segment in society right now that's being harnessed, that's being layered onto with debt is African American right now. I'm not okay with that. If you're okay with that, so be it. But, you know, Jim Rohn said that success is a refined study of the obvious. If we want to be successful, we've got to study success. If you study medicine, you become, you know, if you want to practice medicine, you study medicine. If you want to become a computer scientist, you study computer science. If you want to be an educator, you study education. Think about this. You studied what for 4 years or for 6 years or for 8 years? My brother's bought a chiropractic clinic that was doing $200,000 a year 2 years ago. Now it's doing $1 million a year. And every chiropractor in Colorado is scratching their head and saying, where in the heck did y'all come from? And my brothers, you know, they say, look, y'all been studying chiropractic. We've been studying wealth. We've been studying business. We've been studying marketing. We've been studying how to hire the right people and retain them. So, man, I could go on a tirade. Y'all could tell I got a little passion off the topic. But Frank and Teresa and I were talking earlier, and Frank reminded me of a couple of incredible quotes, and I wrote them down. But Ayn Rand, who wrote the book, As a Man Thinketh, wrote the book Atlas Shrugged, which is one of the most transformative books that I've ever read. And my mentor, one of my mentors, was the one who told me to read it. And he says, you know, you may or may not be ready. I mean, I'm just telling you, if you read it and you finish it and it made you mad, you weren't ready. But if you read it and it fires you up and it changes you for the rest of your life, then you were ready. Well, what happened to me was the latter and not the former. It fired me up and it changed my life for the rest of my life. But she says, wealth is a product of man's capacity to think. Wealth is not a product of man's capacity to follow instructions, man's capacity to get in line, man's capacity to go to school, get good grades, get a good job. I have so many friends that have a wall full of degrees that they can't rub two nickels together, because that's not the world in which we live anymore. That's the old industrial world, and that world is dead and gone. We have so many people that can't figure out why they can't pay their bills, and the reason why is because it's 2016 and they're trying to make it on a 1989 education. They're trying to make it on a 1967 education. They're trying to make it on a 2002 education. I love the verse, renew your mind, or be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, life renewal begins with mind renewal. Benjamin Franklin said, take your coins from your purse and pour them into your mind, and your mind will pour coins back into your purse. The wealth of the world is in the division of labor. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, some powerful quotes. It's in the division of labor, right? I love, Frank, I love what you said. You know, some people say, well, if you teach a man how to fish, if you give a man a fish, they eat for a meal. If you teach a man to fish, they fish for a lifetime. Frank Coyne thinks differently. You know, we hear that quote, we go, oh, it's so good, it's so good. We need to teach people how to fish. Well, Frank takes it to the next level. How about own the lake? How about own the marina? How about own all the boats that people come and rent? Wow, what a different idea. Some people are thinking, well, hey, I just got to teach people how to fish. No, how about own the whole dadgum thing? So anyway, I need to wind down. I need to at least have a plan to wind down, but you know, most of us at age 65, we're either dead or dead broke. And what does that tell us? Nobody ever taught us anything about health, and nobody ever taught us anything about wealth. And this is what happens when you're mentally lazy, when you want everybody around you to spoon feed you what you think you need. You just wait for everybody to show up. Well, I'll just go to class, you know, I'll just go to college and I'll learn. Like, look, what is that getting for people? Think about this, y'all. So we've all been told to go to school, get good grades, get a good job, work for 40 years, retire on a pension, right? Well, the average pension in America today is $351. If you can live on that, you know, awesome. But you know that you can't, and I know that I can't. So that's called a path to failure. I love what is in the new video, that one line by Harold Branch that says that a job is a good place to start. It's a bad place to finish. And I totally agree with that. But, you know, the question is, there's an old Bible verse, by their fruits ye shall know them, okay? Well, we've been eating their fruit, them, they. We've been doing their bidding. We've been very faithful and very obedient and very dutiful. So let me ask you a question. How's that working for you? And I know there's some exceptions. There's some people on the line that are like, whoa, this guy's over the top. I love my job. You know, I'm very happy. And if that's the fact, then in the words of Justin Peterson, you win. You know, you win. If you've got a 9-to-5 and you've got all the money you need, and you've got the time that you need, and you've got the help that you need, and you can travel and connect and do all that you want, and you love it and you're happy, you win. But look, that's not the story for most of us. So let me offer you a different way. How about we stop with the mass hypnosis? How about we reject the lies, so many lies that we have accepted as truth? I call it living a lie. Some people say, when you hear that term living a lie, people think, oh, well, he's got two families. You know, you didn't hear he's got a family in Chicago and a family in Florida. He's been living a lie. You know, and that's not my definition of living a lie. My definition of living a lie is when you've accepted something and received it as truth, but it's a lie and you live it. To me, that's living a lie. And most people on planet Earth are living a lie. Why? Because they have accepted falsehoods as truth, and they are living them out in their lives. They're not even getting results. And the scary thing is they're not getting the results. They're sick, fat. Oh, they're not, they don't have the money, they don't have the time, they don't have the romance, they don't have the world travel, they don't have the connection, they don't have the spirituality, and yet most people don't even ask why. They just do it. And here's a quote for your notes, for those of you that are taking notes, and this is deep, we could spend a lot of time on this, but if you could convince a man or a woman that they are free, why would they ever attempt to escape? And that's what's happened to us. We have been convinced that we are free, so we don't attempt an escape. And what personal development combined with Legal Shield is for me is it's my escape route. It's my underground railroad. It is the way by which right under their nose I have created freedom for myself. And I'm helping so many people throughout the night and throughout the day travel that railroad right under their nose and leading people to freedom. And freedom begins with your ability to think independently of any other man or woman, body of men or women, or institution. Your ability to think. Archibald MacLeish, the famous playwright, once said, that the only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. And everything else can be found in a pig or a horse. Unless we live lives similar to the beasts, we must harness, leverage, activate, utilize the one differentiating factor between you and a pig, and that is your mind. A couple quotes and then I'm done. If you can read, but you don't read, you are a volunteer illiterate. If you can read, but you don't read, you're no better, you'll be no better off than they who can't read. And so what are we talking about here? What we're talking about is, you know, we all came from a tribe, right? And we're getting the results that we're getting from that tribe. If you're happy with the results, awesome. If you're not happy with the results, here's my advice. Get outside your tribe. And how do you get outside your tribe? You do that by reading good books. You do that by listening to positive audios. You do that by going to conventions and seminars and workshops. You do that by associating with people that are outside your tribe that have what you want, that are loving and supportive and visionary. And you do that by disassociating from people that are negative and toxic and caustic and unsupportive and unloving. So I'll give it to you in a recipe, and this is what I was given all those many years ago. Just read 10 pages a day of a good book. Listen 15 minutes a day of a good audio. Go to a seminar every 90 days. Get away from negative people, get with positive people, and implement all the cool stuff that you learn. And do it long term. I mean, that's it, right? If you want your future to be better, significantly better in the past, then you got to get significantly better in the present. How do we do that? By acquiring new knowledge, new skills, new philosophies, new concepts, new strategies. And oftentimes those are found outside of our tribe, outside of our village. You see, all of our beliefs, and our beliefs liberate us or incarcerate us. Your beliefs, whatever you believe is true, will be true for you, even if it's not true for the rest of us. I'm going to say it again. Whatever you believe is true for you, even if it's not true for the rest of us. And how did we get those beliefs? I call it the three E's. We got it from our education, our experience, and our environment. That's how we got all those beliefs. And how do we change those beliefs? By changing our education, our experiences, and our environment. And that's the challenge that I leave for all of you. If you want to go executive director, you want to go platinum, you want to get your six-figure ring, $250,000 ring, $500,000 ring, get your platinum jacket, go platinum, whatever it is that you want, time and money freedom, these are the things that you do. And that's what I wish for you. Frank and Therese, I think I went a little bit long. I apologize. I had to get it all out. Thank you for your trust and faith and confidence in me, and I'm going to pass the call back over to y'all.
Oh, my gosh. We're both taking notes
here. Yeah, I got notes going here.
Thank you so much. I'm getting text messages. How awesome this is. And, you know, we just finished our team event a week or two ago, and I would say that the three-day event, well, it was just 4 days, but we're not counting the B2B day, but the three-day main event really was probably at least three-fourths personal development. And your story, I think,
epitomizes. It does
epitomize that, because, you know, working at Chili's, and I've heard your story in more detail before, and, you know, how awful and miserable you were and broke and upside down in life and all of that, and for the change of what Jim Rohn and all those wonderful personal development speakers and authors poured into you because you started pouring it into yourself, and look who you are today. I mean, you are like a Jim Rohn. You are like, you know,
he got a different education.
Yes.
He changed his environment.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And whatever.
And certainly changed his experience.
And that changed all his experiences.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing with our team tonight. We could listen to you all night long, and just cannot thank you enough. And I know the gardeners are on as well. Any quick comments from the gardeners? You're on mute.
Well,
go right ahead, Elizabeth.
You go ahead.
No, Chris is just such a friend, and he showed it tonight with just sharing part of himself, and I'm changed from it, and I like you, Therese, have gotten a lot of texts, and it's been wonderful.
Awesome.
And it sure puts us on, it sure continues us down the path that we started last weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Chris, I just want to say thank you so much for your time and your inspiration and your education that you're pouring into all of us. So thank you for giving us some time tonight.
Hey, thank you. I love all you guys very much, and I appreciate all the teaching and the mentoring and the friendship and the
Chris,
love.
Chris, I know you're with your family, buddy, but I want to save more time for my team from the bottom of our heart. Thank you so much for giving up just a few minutes of your time, because I know you're drawn in 1,000 different directions.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think what you've done is the same thing I just did to my phone. I upgraded my phone, and you just upgraded our minds.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank you, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, y'all. Appreciate you so much. Love you. Good night.
All right, y'all hang in there with us, okay?
All right. We've got a couple more important segments.
Yeah, I do want to emphasize what John Gardner said, though. You know, no matter where you're at in the country, there's good events going on. You know, find out where they're going to go on. And you know somebody in California, you know about somebody in Chicago or down in Miami, and certainly some of you know some people in South Carolina. Ted Ma is going to be here this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's going to be killer. This is a young guy. I think he's a millionaire club member now, isn't he, Ted?
He's a ring earner for sure.
Okay, he's right at the millionaire club member status. This is a young guy, you know, that's just doing a great job. I think you can learn a lot from him. So if you know anybody here, send them here. We're going to have a great two-day event. We're going to have the Q&A, and then we're going to have the briefing and the training the next day, right?
Yes, and on that note, Frank, the VIP tour was actually released on the call, on the leadership call. So there are at least three, sometimes more, speakers coming into different areas, and we're talking about ring earners and corporate marketing, people from corporate, Darnell Self, Patrick Shaw, Patrick Hodges, Rip Mason, all over the place. And so there's a lot of these are in areas where I know some of you are very close. Anderson, South Carolina is listed. Greenville, South Carolina is listed. Memphis, Tennessee, as well as Nashville, Tennessee. All of you in Tennessee, it will be worth driving to these events. So look them up and get them on your calendar. The first one is November 3rd. with Darnell Self in Nashville there, and then Houston and Salt Lake City and Seattle, Washington, and there'll be more. So plug in to the information. And we're going to plug in right now, Frank, to our Book of the Month, which I am devouring. I haven't finished it. I almost have.
One of our newest big guys in the business.
Yeah, so we've asked Mr. Nick Odom to give us a few comments about the first four chapters in this book, and then we're going to take it two chapter a week for the rest of the book. Yes, and Mr. Nick Odom, not only he and his partner Justin, not only attained the recognition for reaching platinum in 5 months, breaking all company records in the history of the company, but they've also been awarded their $100,000 ring, or I don't know if he's actually got the ring yet, but they've been recognized for hitting the $100,000 mark.
You don't know if they presented it to
him. No,
okay.
Yes, not yet. So anyway, Mr. Nick Odom, thank you so much for taking your time to prepare this for us tonight. We're ready to listen.
Awesome. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I don't know about you guys, but Chris Hughes was absolutely incredible. I took a ton of notes, and I think it really, really connected to the first couple of chapters of GoPro, you know, talking about, you know, network marketing not being perfect, just being better, and this whole idea, you know, that we have a different way, a better way than the rest of the world, and it sounds really different to a lot of people. And, you know, the teaching that Chris Hughes gave us tonight to a lot of people may sound very scary. It may sound like something that they're worried about that information. They're scared to hear that what they've been taught their whole lives isn't the best thing for them and that there's other information out there. And because of that, as you start to go down this path of personal development, you're going to have to accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. I think that may be the most important line in this entire book, because that's also the catch to network marketing, right? You must accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. In other words, the people in your life, some of them which that you really care about. For me, you know, a lot of my extended family, you know, a lot of my really good friends from high school, they thought when I got started in network marketing that I was making a huge mistake, that I was going down a path that would not create the results that I wanted. They were convinced that I was doing something absolutely dumb. But I had different information than them. They weren't coming at me from a position where they disliked me. In fact, they were trying to help me. However, they were ignorant to the actual real information. So, guys, the most important thing I saw, you know, in these first four chapters was you have to recognize that some of the people who are going to tell you no, some of the people who are going to speak poorly of you, who are going to tell you, oh, those things don't work, that's a pyramid, whatever you hear from those people, they do care about you and they have your best interests at heart, but they don't have the correct information. So you have to accept that temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. And it's amazing, I can tell you from experience, it's amazing, you know, whenever you start to hit some of these accolades, whenever you hit your six-figure ring working from home, how many of those people return to you and tell you they are so sorry for trying to turn you away from something that obviously had a huge positive impact on your life. And so you got to know that as you go along this journey, some people will be ignorant to the real information. And I think that really applied to what Chris Hughes talked about as well. The only other thing that I really wanted to hit on was, you know, Eric Worre seems to hone in on three different types of people in network marketing. I know at different points in my career, I have been all three of these. So no matter where you're at right now, do not let that affect you. You can go pro. You can become a professional in this industry, but you need to recognize where you are right now. So some people view this as a lottery ticket. You know, they are the posers, right? They're hoping to get rich with as little work as possible. They think, oh, I have to tell two or three people about this, and I'm going to make $1 million. They are convinced in their mind that they have four or five friends that will definitely say yes. They'll be great at this. They've got them by name. And a lot of times when those people tell them no, they quit or they give up, and then they say, oh, it was just one of those things that didn't work. In other words, they threw the scratch-off ticket away. Then there are the amateurs, and I can tell you that I spent a lot of time in this position. A lot of my success in Legal Shield has come from learning to be a professional instead of an amateur, because as an amateur, you think, oh, I just have to get lucky. I just have to find that right person, that next Chris Hughes, that next, you know, Teresa or Frankie Coyne, that next, you know, one of the gardeners or Mr. Muhammad, whoever it is, you just have to find that next leader and they'll take you to wherever you want to go in the business. And the truth is,
is that's not how the business works. You know, the only people who succeed in this business are the ones that become a professional, that actually treat it like a business, that develop the skills, and really know that even if everyone they know said no, they can still build the business they want, the income they want. And I wrote down one note on being a professional, something that I think really transformed my business, and I've been really focused on, you know, this with my team. You know, he says you have to keep a list. You have to have a paper list that you carry with you all the time. And the key is professionals add people to their list every single day. You don't just start with the people you know and that's it. That's all the people you can talk to, and then you're out. That would just be a bigger lottery ticket. You have to be consistently meeting and adding new people to your list every single day. So I think it's really, really important, you know, to identify, everyone on this call, identify where you are in your business, what your mindset is. Are you treating this like a lottery ticket? Are you just trying to find that, you know, you're just hoping that one of those four or five people you know will say yes? Are you an amateur at this where you're just hoping that you'll find someone who will really be a leader in the business instead of wanting to become the leader yourself? And if you are one of those, make the decision to become a professional, to focus on really developing the skills, to actually spend time during your day practicing at this, and it will change your entire business. So that was what I got out of these first four chapters. I'm really, really excited for all of you guys that are reading this book for the first time. If you haven't started reading it, I'm telling you, if you've been on this call for 4 or 5 months and you haven't read one of the books yet, I know there's some of you on here, you need to read this one. You need to start now and read this book. So Teresa and Frank, I'll pass it back to you guys.
Great job, Mr. Nick Odom. I'll tell you what, this book, I think, should be a must-read for every new associate. So I'm not the only one that simultaneously reads 3 or 4 books at once, I know. So I'm going to suggest that if you're new in the business, first of all, we all should be reading it this month, just like you said, but I think we need to keep copies of this book handy, because I believe when new associates read this book, it will help them get through their first 6 months in a very positive way. And so, you know, instead of letting the birds get them and all that. So thank you so much, Nick. Great job. And I can't wait to continue reading through the book. So for all of us. Now, we're going to do a little bit of recognition. Actually, a lot. Guess what, team? The Performance family has a new ring earner with a double recognition for hitting the $50,000 ring as well as the $100,000 ring. And that is none other than Mr. Steve Petit, under Nancy Chaconis. And if you go to our Facebook page, hopefully you've already seen it. But, well, if you've seen it, you better not have seen it because you should have commented. But if you've seen it, so go to Performance Family on your Facebook page and recognize you'll have to scroll down a little bit because Nancy posted a great picture there where he's holding up both of his new rings in their little cases. And so we are very proud of Steve Petit, very proud of Nancy Chaconis for working with him all this time like she's been doing. And we're just proud to have a double ring earner on the team. So that is awesome. And then we've got some more recognition before we wrap the call up here. Want to recognize top recruiters. And we're not going to go through the whole list, but we had a lot of great recruiting going on. This is October 24th through the 28th. And so it was last week through Friday. And so if you turned in business on Friday, like I know a lot of you did, and Saturday. It's not going to show up on this list, so next week it'll show up. Howard Batchelor and Courtney Warren tied for first place in recruiting in the Performance Family team last week. And as far as top producers go, we had a fourth place tie between Sam Piazza, Kareem Applewhite, Howard Batchelor, and Deborah Goodwin. Third place goes out to Jeannie Lane. Second place goes to John Hall. And first place goes to Mr. Michael Johnson out of South Carolina. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about the level advancements. We want to recognize three new directors on the team, Wayne Dallas, Benjamin Whitley, and Quality and Trust Insurance. Then we also have a brand new senior associate. Folks, Tommy Tran is now in position to hit the manager level and get a $400 bonus for hitting it. Tommy, go for it. I want to hear when you hit manager. And Sarah Yamadi is a new manager out of North Carolina. Now, actually, these associates could have already earned a level-up bonus. I'm not sure, but here's what I do know for sure. Sarah, when you hit senior manager in your 60-day window that you've got, you're going to get an $800 bonus. Is that exciting or what? Y'all, these level up bonuses are keeping everybody focused on moving up like we all know we want, and that is how we grow our business. So keep that level up bonus chart in front of you. Make sure you're showing it to all the new associates. Get them excited about it, because those bonuses get significant. Going from director to senior director is $1,000 bonus. And if you're an executive director above those, you're going to get half of that. And it goes all the way up to maintaining executive director for 3 months in a row, $2,500. Those are very exciting bonuses. I think the most exciting one, quite frankly, is going from senior associate to manager. Because when you do that, the business is working, you're developing a team, and you get a $300 bonus, and then you've got 60 days to hit senior. So I'm telling you, this is a great program, the best one I think we've ever had as far as an ongoing potential promotion, and this goes through February. So let's take advantage of it, folks. And so I'm done. Frank, anything else?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody out there on those bonuses, that's for sure. And I'm also excited about what the company's doing. I mean, we heard so many good things today, and we know what's coming down the pike, and excited for all of you. So I was thinking a while ago that we're all going to retire in a world that our kids are going to run, and that scares the hell out of me, because we're not teaching them what we need to teach them. We're not teaching them to own businesses and put people to work. And so here's the deal. We need to make sure that, not only do we get the education, and we do that by changing the environments, and when you get a different education, you change environments, and I think Chris is right, you'll have different experiences. So, we upgrade our phones, we upgrade our homes, we upgrade our cars, we upgrade our computers. We just have to keep upgrading our minds.
That's exactly right. And that's why the personal development, reading the book of the month, is so important.
Absolutely. And listen, it's been an honor to be with y'all tonight. And next week, I think we got a great call coming.
Yes, we do. Another great one next week. Have a super week, and close out this week. Look at every week, as a closeout. What are your goals to accomplish this week? Let's don't wait to the end of the month. Let's get them done every week.
Let's try to
break them down.
Like the gardeners are, I think they're already almost done for this month on their
performance club. Yeah,
performance club punch. I think if everybody tried to close out in the first 15 days, 5 by 15.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, Frank. We're going to give special recognition, and you will like it, for everybody that gets performance club by the 15th. That list is going to be posted on the Legal Shield Network Associate Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to put it there because we want you. We're going to tag all the leaders in the company so they see who has achieved Performance Club by the 15th. You're going to want your name on that list, because if it's not on that list, somebody's going to know that your name's not on that list, and they're going to call you and they're going to say, "Why weren't you on that list?"
So, are we going to give them all a new Tesla?
Yeah, right.
Picture.
Picture. That's it. All right, y'all. Listen, have a great week. We appreciate, love every one of you. It's just an honor to be a part of the team.
See how many times tomorrow you can get the Legal Show story told, okay? All right, this is Frank and Teresa and John Elizabeth Gardner, and to the whole team, thank y'all for what you do. Appreciate you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Great call.